Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles,
yay,
a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and nowhere to Hydra. Pun there. Courtesy of Gwendolyn Fabuloso.
What am I saying?
All he's done is send me a letter.
I don't know what it did to you.
We will see. There are things to talk about with Dwayne at the in the future, I'm sure.
Yes.
But she's not necessarily getting married.
Let's not marry.
Just don't marry her off again just yet.
Kudos to Ben, David, and the lovely Jeremy for keeping that nugget.
Secret.
From the whole party.
Secret episode.
Yeah.
With so much information.
Yes. Too much information for my little brain.
Ben's words, he speed ran the entire campaign.
Yes, I am David Knight, your dungeon master. We normally do this bit before we chat.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
I'm joined by the many heads of the Fate Mark 5.
Hydra.
Hydra.
Oh, dear. can somebody explain to Orin what's been going on with the rest of you? He did a lot of explaining last time. You did not do the explaining back.
Okay, I'll
we're
going
to just play the whole load of the episodes.
Just play episode 73.
Okay, I'll just listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
And the average length of an episode is equal and over a short rest.
Yay!
Hey. Let's cue the theme tune.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative. Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No doubts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every
inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice. No risk too great, no choice too bold.
This is No Small Roles.
So, with Orin reappearing on the edge of a lake, the party were about to celebrate when they were attacked by the many heads of a Hydra. Everyone leapt into action, with Juna and Orin flying into the air, Gaia sending shatter spells at each head, and Gwendolyn being swallowed a few times.
Hey.
Enkidu epically sliced his way through the heads just as the party decided it was better to run, and with a tight tactic of Juna dropping Gaius onto Enkidu to teleport him to safety and a step of the wind from Gwendolyn, all escaped the snapping heads. Ooh. Continuing on their way, Orin recounted all that he had been through in their time apart, and as they all settled down for a brief short rest,
no,
the party explained their journey instead.
we explain our journey so
wow.
far.
Yeah. Yeah, Gwen, would you like to tell it or would you like one of us?
Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
No, it was way more exciting than that, sorry. Yes, so there we go, Warren. That's everything that happened to us.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And the woods, the spiders.
Yes.
Do you know where they were from?
Well, the Grove Mother seemed to think that they were from this corruption. She said they're not usually that far south.
I think she used the word mutilated.
Yeah.
Mutated.
That's the one. It's just Dwayne did a bit of sort of magic about the woods and what was going on there while we were together. And he saw that it was being corrupted by a leak from the abyssal plane.
Yeah, that's funny.
Is that sort of similar to what she said?
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you...
That's what she said.
That's what she said. And also that someone, maybe a protector, was trying to help save it but weren't doing a very good job.
A protector?
Well, I'm thinking that's the Grove Mother.
Well, I think the Grove Mother is keeping away and trying to, you know, kind of nip out any weeds or, well, spiders. But... the Grove Mother was unsure as to whether Garamir Hastan was the one who created it or the one trying to stop it, so perhaps Garamir's the protector?
He could be both.
Perhaps.
And he was dabbling in a few things he shouldn't have done, and then consequences happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Dwayne certainly saw someone trying to look after it, but maybe not very effectively.
Okay, well, perhaps that's something that will work in our favour, if Garamir is fighting against this abyssal plane, then maybe there's some hope.
Side note, while this is all going on, Guy is playing a song of rest.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, cheers.
Short rest, yeah? So we can roll that hit dice. Woohoo!
Yeah.
What does song of rest do again?
Nice.
Let me tell you. In song, well, a song of rest, if you are any friendly creature, you can hear your performance regain hit points at the end of the short rest. By spending one or more hit dice, each of those creatures regains one extra 1d8
nice.
Hit points.
Ooh, 1d8. Do you roll that, or do
we're keeping that a cappella?
Do you roll it, Chris, or do we roll it individually?
Roll it individually.
Okay. 1d8, yeah.
Spread the love, guys.
I'm back to full. Thank you very much, Guy.
Also,
Gwen,
so
you
have to roll at least one hit dice.
I gave you 14 points of healing because I didn't tell you, but I rolled a healing word whilst Auron was explaining what he was going on. So there's 14 points back to you.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
14 plus 28. Okay, so I've healed up.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you, Guy.
Yeah, thanks.
Feeling much more rejuvenated now.
It's all right. You can become a Patreon.
Of you?
Yeah. Where's my money? Pulls out a baseball bat.
Oh my god.
Let's do this A-list
style. I'll be a teapot supporter.
It's the Vendor Castellane's kid. It's how they do things.
Yeah.
Do you take PayPal?
Oh, talking of teapots, how is Aggie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's good. Aggie, I will make cups of tea for everyone with Aggie.
Well,
we have a rest.
That's much better. We've been having to have tea made out of our
homemade
cups.
Tea bags that I made out of my socks.
Yeah, that was been happening.
We had to boil water in like our tea cups and pans and stuff. It's just not as good as a tea.
No,
pot,
it's a good thing
it?
Aggie's back.
Yes. And I did genuinely make the tea bags out of my socks.
We didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
No,
I didn't tell you.
It did taste a bit. Funny.
It had more of a smoky taste to it, didn't it?
Yeah.
There's a darkness where Enkidu sat. It's like, hello darkness, my old friend.
Enkidu work?
Into the game. I don't need to eat. I am free.
Well, you're resourceful, let's say that. I guess we have to push on then, guys.
Well, was there anything else?
I
know that you obviously made this deal with my mother.
Oh,
could we?
Yeah. So I'm hoping this is okay. I might have kind of told her about the Lockholt Woodhenge.
Okay.
And that it was in need of protecting. Seems the Orcosians are pretty hot on protecting henges. Very hot on protecting henges. Not using them. And your mum didn't seem to have much of an idea of what they could even be used for.
No offense, Gwen. Just, do you trust what she said? As in, like, do you think her intentions are true about that?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I trust you, so I trust her then.
Yeah.
No offense taken. It feels almost weird calling her my mother. I don't know her. I would like to, but I've never met her. She's a stranger as far as things go in the grand scheme of things. But I'm glad that what you've reported of my mother sounds to be at least hopeful that she's more on our side than whatever the other side is, or whatever sides there are.
Oh, yeah. I think we're on the same team, are we? I think, yeah. I think she's going to send a group to protect that henge.
That sounds like a good thing.
Who's sending a group?
Gwen's mum.
Sigrid.
Okay. Well, I wish her all the best, but politically it's quite testy, right?
Oh, they won't be doing it above the board.
No. Okay.
And they've got ways and means of experience of doing this before.
Right, okay.
They're sort of looking for all the henges in Dravain. They are not a big fan that the henges in Dravain are in Dravain. I don't know if she's a big fan of Dravain.
No, this is what I mean. That's what I'm hinting at. The consortium are very hot on, you know, taking over operations involving the henges themselves. So if we have a foreign nation with a vested interest, this could get testy, right?
I wonder if it's only parts of the consortium, though, that, you know, Chargeld, yeah, for example, yeah, but maybe not, yeah, the entirety of the consortium.
No.
It sounds like they've done this before.
Yeah.
So what the consortium doesn't know won't hurt them.
Yeah. And I'd rather have the Orcosians in trying to protect the henge rather than Chargeld's lot.
Oh, I agree.
Doing stuff to the henge.
There's a cast if they get caught, but yeah, at least we've got some force out there, you know, looking into this as much as we are.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea that the henge is either unprotected or remnants of Kral are still around.
I completely agree with you. I've been very nervous about that henge for a very long time, Oren, so thank you.
Well, I just hope they don't get caught.
In better hands.
Because, factious or not, they're still the consortium, and this will be a lot of trouble if they do.
Yeah. But the Orcosians are now aware of that henge, and I didn't mention any other henges that we might or might not have known about.
Mm-hmm.
Just that one. But hopefully that one is under some sort of protection going forward.
It's good news.
I don't know if in anything you've learned about the henges, you heard about the egregore?
No.
Elaborate, please.
Egregore.
Yeah, they're sort of beings who came before in the Orcosian belief. I tried to find out Sigrid knew about the henges, and she didn't know much other than folklore and sort of tales, but she mentioned the nine dancing maidens that you told me about as well, and she said that they were the homes? Is that right? Homes of Egregore. That's what I've written down, but that feels wrong. Constructed by, or sort of part of.
Yeah, they're kind of the homes, currently, of Egregore.
Yeah. So they're sort of the homes of Egregore, the sort of ancient beings. I did ask if they were titans. They're definitely not titans.
That's good news.
Yeah. I don't think they're really sort of physical beings at all.
So what are the homes, sorry?
The henges.
The henges.
The henges are the homes of the Egregore.
Yeah, that's the sort of the folklore. That's the stories. Yeah.
Right.
It's their ancestors, basically. Ancient ancestors, not just, you know, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, different beings, different things all together. But I don't think they're problematic beings. I don't think they're malevolent beings. I think this is, I don't even know if they're real beings, but that's the story and that's the history of the henges.
If Sigrid spoke about folklore, I don't suppose she mentioned any folklore about Kahildas or...
I'm afraid the name didn't come up at all.
No, I understand you were trying to protect me, just in case.
Yeah. But in return for the information, I did ask if we could get in touch with her, or if she could maybe make some introductions to her, the sort of spiritual leaders in Orcosh. And she seemed open to the idea, so...
Perhaps we should contact her and see what sort of alliances could be made.
We could certainly get in touch. I've been working on a way of contacting people a little bit like you, Juna.
Juna sits up like a meerkat, having been quite pondery and pensive for a while.
But I think in the fight in the throne room, it got a bit mangled. I'm probably going to have to try and fix this up before I can use this again. So I don't think I can send a message to anyone today, but maybe you can.
If you are able to resurrect it, there is someone I wouldn't mind asking you if you could message just when you can do it again.
Just
I can't get through to Kierda, and I'm quite worried about him. And so if there was someone else that could send a message like that, ascending, I'm quite keen to know that he's all right.
Okay. Yeah, of course. I'll have to do a bit of repairs.
Yeah, no hurry. It's just nice to know that it's a possibility at some point along the line.
And then Juna.
What does Juna do?
Orin will look at Juna and then we'll say into Juna's head with the message cantrip.
Hey!
Hopefully the short range version still works though. Are you receiving?
Loud and clear.
That is the cutest thing.
That is so cute.
Just a question, which is, after what we've learned and discovered, the question of Heron.
Yeah.
What do we do about that?
I still feel very strongly that we should make some sort of contact with him. It's kind of weird that we haven't.
Yeah, the more
you haven't messaged him, you haven't got in touch at all.
Spoken to him at all.
Well, you haven't heard back.
To be fair, he hasn't got in touch with us either.
No. Unfortunately, Receptor and I'm opposition. I don't think we should speak to him until we have something over him.
Well, we've got this information about what's going on in Mirvai.
I don't think he's even interested in that. It's the Henges he's focused on.
Yeah.
And their founders, which is what he centers on. So,
well, Chargel.
Yeah.
He's one of the founders.
Do we want to know more about these Henges?
I think there's certainly more to be learned about the Henges than we've learned so far, yeah.
Because I could try something.
Yeah.
I would need that Hydra tooth, if you wouldn't mind me using it in a spell.
And Kitty looks at the Hydra tooth and
I might not need
glorious
it all,
images
just...
of blowing this horn on a hilltop, retake the city with an army and all the Fate Mark V running beneath a banner, just fade.
I might not need it all, just 4 strips. Worth at least 50 gold pieces each.
Can I hollow the inside and give you the shavings?
David?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
All yours, Miss Septhorn.
And Kidu whittles furiously.
This spell needs, the components are 4 ivory strips and a bunch of incense.
What are the chances?
I know.
What are the chances?
I know. I was like, oh, I really want to cast this. And I was like, oh, ivory? Hydra tooth could be
Hydra
ivory.
Tooth counts, yeah. While you're taking that out, can I just ask a quick question to group that you haven't heard back from, what's the arcanist's name? Clayne. You haven't heard back from Clayne after we sent that message about the bonbons?
No.
At all.
Okay.
Perhaps it's worth, once you've done your new spell, as well, maybe contacting Kasula and letting her know everything's that's going on so that she can tell Tymon Prevos.
Yeah.
If Beryon already knows, then I feel it only fair that an actual decent human being should know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of magic to make all of these calls. So do we want to do it before and take a rest before we go into an abyssal cave?
I think we definitely should.
Or wait till after.
Mm. Yeah.
What time of day? I've got no idea what.
So it was just past dawn that you all set off from the grove. So we'll say it's probably midday by this point that you've all sat down. You've been for a walk. Orin's appeared. You've had a fight. You walked even further and then sat down to chat.
Can we sense how near we might be to Or do we can at least see how close we are to the Felosian Hills?
The Crownswood has really become much sparser around you. So there's a lot less trees. The landscape has become much rockier. And yeah, like in the distance, you can see the Felosian Hills. But the land even between you and the hills seems to dip quite a lot. So you can imagine that there is probably access to caves somewhere between. Like you're not far.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe go somewhere a little bit further along when we can find somewhere we can get a rest, a long rest, and then we can do these calls. And then rest there and then go.
Although the closer we get to the cave entrance, the more likely we're to be in danger. If we feel safe enough here, maybe this is the place to... As safe
to
as we're going
our
to
magic
feel.
And rest.
One way to put it.
That verb exactly.
Yeah. Or like you say, we save it and we get on into the cave.
Push on in and
wait. It's
still pretty early in the day.
No. I mean, we're going in the cave. The time of day doesn't really matter, right?
That's true.
Just whether we need, whether we go now and we keep going, or whether we allow time to rest after.
The advantage of sending these messages before is that we can also let someone know where we are. Do we want to let Kasula know where we are?
I'm not sure I want her to worry.
All right.
As much as she will if she knows where we are.
Well, maybe we push on for now then.
Yeah. If there's no advantage to us taking this rest apart from the communication thing, maybe we could do it later then.
And how resources, magical resources for you, Miss Septhorne?
I'm not running low currently. Obviously, you know, I use some magic, but I wouldn't want to go with my resources depleted into the cave system.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it depends on how much everybody used against the Hydra.
Good.
That short rest did me wonders. I'm good.
I'm feeling pretty perking. Good to push on, really.
I'm half tapped, but you know what? I work best when I'm under pressure, so I'm all good. Let's just say that like my sort of middling magic is a little bit depleted, but you know, if it's really cheap or really expensive, I'm good.
Don't skip on the good stuff, my man.
Are we sure?
So we press on, and then on the other side of this, we reconvene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If those of you with those resources feel happy enough to do that, then...
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's find the entrance to the cave.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I will say that in that time, you do have the ivory shavings that you need for the future.
Thank you. I'll pop them in the caddy.
Yeah. As you do continue on, can somebody, whoever you like, with advantage, make a survival check to figure out where exactly it is you're going? You are, you know, you've been kept on the one path in the direction that Vanala had pointed you. But who would like to make a survival check?
I'll do it.
Listeners, we've been quietly waiting last week.
Who has the highest wisdom? Who's
decent? We all held up our fingers just like...
Everyone was like, not me.
Great at stealth, but not at survival.
It's okay, guys. I'm a jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't help.
Yeah, advantage.
Thank God.
Can you bardically inspire yourself and get guidance?
I rolled a two.
Oh.
And I'm about to roll up. 11. Okay. Yeah, 16. 16.
All right. Yeah, no, that's enough. So, Gaius, what you notice is as you're heading toward the Felosian Hills, that there are some rivulets running through the mud, some little bits of streams and things, but then some of them seem to be drifting downwards, like you realize that you're on a downward slope, so you start to follow them more to like focus in where like the lowest point could be.
Interesting.
And as you kind of like get to a bit of a bank and all like work your way down like a sludgy muddy slide almost, you get to a ravine at the bottom, follow the water even more, and at the end of this small valley is at the entrance of a cave.
I've done it, guys. I found a cave.
Wow.
Great.
That was so dramatic.
The stories you told as you walked.
Gosh.
Gwendolyn would like to cautiously investigate the area around the cave for signs of evil.
Yes.
Ooh.
18.
So there doesn't seem to be any movement, at the very least. It's very quiet around here. Not even sort of bug life seems to be in the area. What you do notice, though, with an 18 is that a lot of the mud and even the rocks as you kind of like edge into the cave there's like a film over all of it, of a sort of a dark.
Is the film A Bug's Life?
No, it's more like ants. No, it's not. It's like a sap-like substance is one way to put it. But it seems to like be making everything sticky.
Is it reminiscent of the kind of stickiness of the bugs that attacked us?
A little bit. And to be honest, a little bit of the Hydra as well.
Ooh.
Out of curiosity, when you're interacting with it or like spotting it, are you touching it in any way?
I don't think with an
very leading question, I know.
Are you putting your face in it?
Are you drinking it?
With an 18, I am not touching it.
Okay.
I am looking for it and pointing it out to all of... I think, like, not talking... The silence is deafening in this area. Like, Gwendolyn's not really talking at the moment, but she's pointing out to the rest of the party the sticky substance.
Yeah.
Can I... go and have a little, once it's been pointed out, go and have a little look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of brown. what do you want to know?
You
see it.
It's poo,
see
it. Right? It's brown, it's sticky. An animal left it.
Want to know if it feels magical or it feels like something from a creature. Is it like the trail of a slug or is it something...
It doesn't feel so much like a trail, mostly because it seems to be covering, like, as you walk into the cave, everything in the cave.
Yeah.
And it's sort of then spread out into the mud a bit. It's kind of like in a way that some caves get quite moist, that, like, all of the walls are... Everyone loves a moist cave, all right? I'm just saying it. I'm saying it before anyone else does.
We were making no noise, but we were running all the faces.
But in the same way that, like, there'll be, like, a sheen of water or moisture, this cave, it's just got this sort of darker, sticky, oily substance.
So it feels like it might be something natural, like something like a sort of a lichen or, you know, or something that's sort of, like, grown on the rocks and kind of... spread?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
It seems to be spreading out, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Something, something sticky cave.
Do you want to collect a sample there, Orin?
Yeah, I'll grab a sample. Ashley, Enkidu, would you mind helping out? Have you still got your helpful floating hand?
Yeah, of course.
I will hold a collecting jar up and ask Enkidu if he wouldn't mind scraping a little bit up.
Sure.
Into the collecting jar.
Sure.
But it is the cast mage hand does that. In his moist cave.
Gwen, as we're going into the cave, do we want to have lights or are we going in sneaky sneaky?
I mean, I personally don't need light to be able to see, but for those who do, like Enkidu.
That's a bit of a humble brag, but okay.
I love how she said like Enkidu, and what she meant
you
know.
I appreciate you calling like privilege.
Just me. I'm like,
has everyone else got dark vision?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe Enkidu, if you don't mind holding on to us for the moment.
I can do the... Hang on. I'll pick up a stone and do the little glowing stone trick.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You can hold on to that if you want. It doesn't make much light, but it makes a little bit.
All right, can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
What? Why?
Oh, he touched something.
What did I just say?
And you just gave it to me? No.
That's a good point. The cave, yeah.
And if you could pick a wisdom save as well.
Is this a poison?
Nope.
Why did you talk down?
Oh, no.
Why did you say, you gave it to me?
Four.
DM, put me in front of the cannon as well.
Four for Orin.
Yeah, there's no point me even flash a genius.
19.
It. It's not going to make any difference there.
19.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all right. Thank you. Orin, just like you pick up this rock, you know, without thinking, hand it over and like realize that, yeah, your hand's a bit sticky.
Oh,
actually, it's 24. Never mind.
Anyway. Can you just mark down? You have 1 point of agitation.
What?
Oh, okay.
So currently, you are grumpy. And something is putting you in a bad mood.
Oh
Dave.
It's Horcrux jelly.
I pass over the stone.
What is this thing? I mean, what do I feel if I saved against it?
Nothing?
Yeah.
Sticky, but sticky.
And do we notice that Orin's grumpy yet? Or is this something that we just...
It just starts slowly happening to you, Orin.
Gross.
Yeah, it's really sticky.
Above table. Do I know... Is that like a prestidigitation use?
Oh, yeah, you've seen
it's
me using it before.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it's I've rubbed some like phosphorus on it.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
It's one of Orin's like magical tinkerings.
Okay.
So we've used it before when we were sneaking around. Used it when we were sneaking into the Vondels. Yeah,
sure.
I made the glowing stick and then dropped it on the floor.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I see it and I'm like, this is horrendous.
Yeah, it's really horrible, isn't it?
Press the digitate the grossness off it. Like, ugh.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Clean it off.
Nice. Want to do my hands too?
Oh, yeah, sure. And like, this way. It's good to sanitize your hands in unfamiliar places. You know, people spread all kinds of things, deadly things.
All right, we're going on with this.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you want to go first, Gwen, or shall I?
I'm happy to go first.
All right. You go forward. I will follow.
So, yeah, you do... What is the marching order as you all enter the cave?
Gwen, me.
I'll go in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I'll take the rear. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I saying?
I don't mind third or fourth.
Oh, you go first, Orin.
Okay, I'll go third. Yeah. I'm in the middle.
I like the idea of you being in the middle. We missed you.
Wait.
Was that a way?
Orin being in the
little
middle.
Sandwich, I got it. You know?
Yeah.
He's the
I thought taking out the rear was dirtier.
So you all follow Gwendolyn, and the cave itself extends into quite a wide tunnel, but this stickiness is constant throughout it.
So there's no way of avoiding it?
No. The mud beneath you seems to dry out a bit, so it becomes much easier for everybody to walk through. But as you're looking, there is just this sheen, this shimmer across all of the walls. So, yeah, you push your way forwards until eventually it just stops.
What, the cave stops?
Yeah, just like the back wall of a cave. You reach the back wall.
Are you sure this was the right cave?
I mean, what?
I am very confident.
Doesn't
I'm
seem to go anywhere.
Very confident.
I mean, it's covered in this horrible, gross, sludgy stuff. It makes sense that it could have been the right place. Maybe there's some way of opening this up, or maybe there was a cave-in or something.
Maybe there's an illusion on the wall.
Does it look like collapsed rocks, or is it just a wall?
Just a
Gwendolyn
just
rummages
a
in her pockets, and she takes out the Wand of Secrets.
Yes!
Wand of Secrets!
And she kind of just gives it a wiggly round, and pew! Like she does with the fairy von Wyatt fairy fire
Beepity
wand.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boop.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo!
How does it work? It says, while holding it, you use an action to expend its charge, and if a secret door or trap is within 30 feet of you, it pulses and points to the one nearest to you.
Yeah, so if secret there door. Is a secret door anywhere, it's going to pulse, and like a divining rod, I suppose.
Yeah.
Just, a Daryl is just, if you can just hear this little muttly snigger in the background constantly, it's Daryl finding everything so naughty.
He's just, I mean, we can outline it, but I feel like we all know what the description of the pulsing wand inside the sticky cave is. So, it does, Gwendolyn, as you sort of, you wave it around.
Yeah.
It's almost like sonar, you get a sense of it. Like as you sort of then point it toward different areas of this back wall. Like that vibration.
This is what happens when we record together. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the Deacon episode because it was full of innuendo.
Yeah. But it grows stronger and to the point that you can almost outline a door in one corner of this back wall.
Look, the Wand of Secrets. I found a door or a secret tunnel.
Oh, it's found the right spot. Perfect.
How long were you sitting on that?
That is essential.
So whilst you can outline it, because of the way that this substance seems to be on the wall, you can't see a door. But you are aware that there is one there.
There is definitely one here.
Nice
and
work.
As I'm called Gwendolyn and my name begins with G, it's the G spot.
Nice, Gwenny. Nice. Okay, so we're trying to find the door. We've got the door area. We're trying
the
to work
G
out.
Spot, yes.
Yeah, okay. Dub the G spot. We found the G spot. Now we just gotta work it. We gotta work it. We gotta just let it open like a flower.
Oh my gosh.
You know? Because that way we could get a real sense of achievement here. It could be the climax of our adventure.
Oh my gosh.
I made it all worse.
We just check what episode number this is.
69 part 2. Maybe we can just like give a general shove in that direction, send the mage hand down and just see how much wiggle room we can get.
Is it going to be a hand or a shove?
I mean, it's both, right?
We don't want to touch it, really, do we?
No.
Use
hence the mage hand.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, it's really sticky. I wouldn't touch it. It's horrible.
No.
So you send over the mage hand?
Yes.
And just start wiping the wall?
Just try to push gently, because it doesn't have a lot of strength, the mage hand.
Can pick up a large cat.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of like...
Nothing happens with a push, yeah. I will say. As it does keep like trying different spots, it is clearing some of this this sap substance, this oiliness, sure. Revealing some markings underneath.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to get closer. I'm like...
Do your cleany thing that you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, sure.
Do.
I'm going to... Yeah. He's going to cover his hand. With a sleeve or something, and see, just cast prestidigitation and try to like wipe and clean, and use the mage hand as well separately to like wipe away what else is there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's sort of slowly and surely, with Gwendolyn again guiding with the wand of secrets exactly where you start clearing, and what you find is a spiral, just a circular spiral sort of grooved into the stone, but above it. You find two words written in celestial.
Oh.
Right person to do that then, isn't it? Right.
And they read King's Blood.
Oh.
Don't need to write that down. Okay. I tell the group what I see.
King's Blood.
It's quite simple. You speak the password and you read it. Well, maybe I nick myself with light sword.
What you doing there, buddy?
Just the hunch. And I touch my bloody palm to the wall. I let the wand... Gwendolyn, can you point me to where the wand is?
Yes.
Yeah?
Wand of Secrets is vibrating.
Right on that G-spot.
Right on the G-spot.
Right, I touch the wall with my bloody palm.
Mm-hmm. First of all, you take 5 points of damage.
Yeah.
Secondly, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Great.
You're going to get grumpy.
7.
He's going to get very grumpy.
Yeah, you get grumpy.
Yeah.
He's a grumpy. But as you hold your hand up to this wall and sort of push your palm against it, just that little nick, you can feel your blood start to be suctioned out. And it winds its way around this groove. Until eventually that feeling stops and the door just dissipates.
Climax.
There's a glass-like barrier between you and beyond, which looks to be a long, wide corridor. Very natural-looking. Not as, like, carved out as you might expect.
Yes.
But even on the other side of the door, you can see that the corridor is filled with this same slick substance. But there's also a collection of hooded lanterns hanging just the other side.
Like, hanging as if for someone to collect one and then walk down the cave with it.
Exactly that.
But there's a... like a sheet of glass between where we are and the corridor.
It looks like, yeah, a glass-like barrier.
Like a physical thing?
More magical than physical.
Shall we proceed?
I don't know if we can get through that.
Shall I send Ruana through?
Try?
Yeah, go? Sure.
I mean, do you want me to have a look at it first?
Yeah. Does that wand, Daddy, sense traps as well, right?
I think so. She gives it another go with the Wand of Secrets to see if there is a secret trap.
Mm-hmm. Are you using another charge?
I'm using another charge.
There are no traps.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be doing anything this time. It was a very strong vibration before, so I think no traps.
Okay. All right. Shall we proceed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think sending Ruana through first, or seeing if Ruana can pass through this.
Might not even be able to get through this thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ruana's going to try and fly through.
Mm-hmm. And she does. Though as she hits this glass barrier, from the outside, for the five of you watching, it's almost as if like, she slows a little bit, and it kind of looks from the outside like she's pushing through jelly, but then she pops out the other side and is like flying as naturally as anything on the other side.
Is she okay, Juna?
Does she seem okay?
She seems fine, yeah. She's trying not to land too much, but so she kind of flies down and back a little bit, forwards and backwards, but she doesn't seem to be affected.
I'm going to chuck the phosphorus rock in the same way. See what
happens. Hey, I gave that to you.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Sorry. Throws it.
It hits the barrier and just falls onto the floor. On your side.
Right, so only organic matter to get through?
Maybe it's magical items.
Or
hang
magical
on.
Things.
I walk through and I hold my flute in my hand. Do I go through with all the flutes and everything?
Yeah, as you sort of push forward, what you realize, guys, is as you reach that barrier, you kind of have to like push yourself fairly strongly just to take that other step. It's an odd feeling because it doesn't necessarily slow the movement that you're doing, but mm-hmm. just the strength of the step through that barrier is quite strong. Mm. But then you do almost like take a couple steps the other side and turn back and you can see everybody else.
Give myself a shake and beckon them forward.
Okay, wait. I'm going to try to figure out the exact point where Gaius walked through, look up and down. Like, is there anything like a device or anything in the walls to like kind of mark where this thing begins?
The door itself isn't that wide. It's sort of a normal door width.
Right.
As you kind of look into the corners, what you do notice on the other side is that there seems to be, sort of in the top two corners and then at the base as well, these hedron-type shapes, like a D8 is the best way to describe them in my head, embedded a bit into the wall. And you feel like they've got the same shimmery glow that this barrier does, so you understand that they're kind of creating the barrier in some way.
Got you. Maybe it's some kind of surveillance thing to let whoever's running this place know that people have passed through.
It'll be like those security things at the Vondels.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps. Although I don't imagine many people come through with King's blood every day.
No. I'm going to go anyway. But just remember, Erida did heavily hint towards me coming here. So, I'll step through.
Yeah, I step through after.
As does Gwendolyn.
Just as an experiment, I'm going to try and kick a stone through it. Maybe the stone that bounced off, just to see if I can kick it through.
So it doesn't get kicked through. What it does is you kind of see it impact this barrier, which almost reacts like a gel and like sort of then fall away. But everybody else walking through, again, like as soon as you've hit the barrier and like had to just push through that step, it has allowed you through.
I'll push on through.
Nice. Is anybody going to take a lantern, or are you going to leave those?
Are they covered in the slime?
Why did
slime?
You say that?
There is some stickiness on them. Yeah.
I'm fine without personally.
Yeah.
Can we clean them?
Do we need them for light? If we can all see and...
I just feel like if they're there, maybe the light is something that keeps this goo away or something.
I mean, if you give one to Enkidu, he'll just throw it at something. So.
It was just the rock.
I'll give it a go. Gwendolyn picks one up.
Nice.
At this point, I would like to insight check Orin because I feel like his behavior is very different.
Yeah.
Obviously, Juna doesn't know this, but I think she'd be like, this is very, very yeah. uncharacteristic.
Absolutely. Whilst you're doing your insight check, Gwendolyn, can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Sure can.
18 for insight.
Lovely.
Wisdom saving throw, that's a 4.
Lovely.
Oh dear.
Gwendolyn's feeling grumpy.
Okay.
Yeah, slowly and surely, as you pick up this lantern, just get the impression that, oh, you know, you've suggested this thing, but maybe it's a dumb idea now. And like, oh.
Look, we'll just find out if it works.
Yeah. Juna, you do pick up. Orin seems to be in a bit of a bad mood. You don't know what. You don't know why, but yeah, he's suddenly in a bit of a bad mood.
Okay.
Okay, well, you know, things can be useful.
Well, it's useful for Enkidu because Enkidu can't see in the dark.
Well, yeah, well, okay.
Look, I know I can't see
when he was holding
in the dark. You don't have to. You know, that's
well,
just.
Can't.
I know.
This is useful. I'm
I
helping
think
you.
I know that I can't see in the dark. I've noticed. That's just.
Well, there's a lantern, so you can now.
And
Kido
casts prestidigitation on Light's sword, and it glows very faintly, little like Bilbo's dagger in The Hobbit. It glows very faintly. Look, I've got light. I'm fine. Let's just. You
Does
know.
The lantern work a lot better than the sword?
Oh, yeah, the lantern is much better than the little light.
Yeah, that sword's giving a lot
I don't
of light.
Want a lantern.
You don't have to take it. I'm carrying it for you.
Okay, fine.
Okay, guys.
I tell you what, let's just push on through. Let's just push on through. And, I mean, again, like, do I need to inside check these guys now?
I mean,
there's shit going down.
It's yeah. like, they're a bit gross. But then also, Gwendolyn and Enkidu have always had a little bit of
That's
that.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Look, it doesn't stand out as odd.
Look, guys, you've got some light. You've got some light. We've all got abilities to see in the dark.
Yeah, maybe let's we'll just get on with it.
Let's
I think
stop
it's
casting
good that you
shade.
Have the lantern. I think it's good that you don't need it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, so we're going down the corridor. What do we think is going to happen next, do we think, guys?
Well, I think what I would like to first of all do is have Ruana. She can go up to 100 feet from me. I would like her to go further in front and just be like, Guy, can I hold your hand? And then she closes her eyes and sees through Ruana's eyes. So she's sort of looking ahead of us.
So what Ruana sees first, which is then relayed through Juna, but then all of you start to see it as well as you kind of like edge your way down this corridor, Embedded in the rock in various places are more of these hedron markings with this gel barrier. But very quickly, as you kind of proceed through, you come to realize that these seem to be patches. Like, they are all different shapes, they are all different sizes, but they are all very much, here's a little gel blue barrier in the top left corner of the corridor, another one that's sort of lower down but even smaller, another one that's quite a big patch. They are not consistent in being a door-shaped size in any way.
How far are we from the gel we've just come through?
As you're kind of walking down?
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, 40, 50 feet.
I think I'm going to stop communicating with Ruana and just check if we can get back through the gel.
Walk
I think seeing
up.
Them as patches makes it feels like things are being held back. Mm. So is that gel holding things in, which is why we've just walked through it?
Yeah, as you walk back, you find that if you do want to do a quick test of like stepping out back where you were and then step back in, you can travel both ways.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's just good to know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so there are these patches, but then eventually this corridor widens out into a room with this sticky substance again all over the walls. There seems to be a patch like up in one corner, but on the wall opposite you can see, whilst it is still sappy, there seems to be another groove in the wall. This one doesn't say anything in Celestial above it.
It's not covered in grime and
it stuff. Does have a bit of grime on it.
Mm-hmm. Try to wipe it away with Mage Hand and not touch it.
Yeah, and you do.
Yeah.
And again, it's that very similar kind of circular groove that opened the door in the first place.
Right. I'm going to pick a spot. Press the digitator.
Before you touch the wall, Juna is going to give you guidance.
Mm. And he feels the reassurance from Juna and he nods like, thanks. Because he's in a grumpy mood. And he'll touch with his bloody palm on the wall.
Amazing. If you could please take 5 points of damage and make a wisdom saving throw.
Do I see him take the damage? Do I see like an inflection of like a wound?
Yeah, it's that similar, only the wound that he's given himself.
Okay.
And you do all see this circular groove being filled with blood.
Mm. That's a 10.
A 10. Oh, ooh, wonderful.
Okay. No.
You are annoyed.
Oh, no.
But even better than just being annoyed, somebody in the party is particularly getting on your nerves. It's up to you. Up to you, but they have become the bane of your ire.
Oh no.
Yeah, and every word that they say, every action that they perform is
fine.
Annoying.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You hear just like a little like flute playing in your ear, and you gain back 7 hit points.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm not hurt, man. I'm it's pretty yeah, thanks. Cheers.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Let's just keep going.
As a doorway opened, or has what's
so as this sort of your blood fills this this spot, rather than it kind of dissipating as it had before, you start to see a person stepping out of the wall in front of you. Kind of like you take a few steps back.
Okay.
And the person before you is a youngish male human, dark cropped hair, a small twirled moustache, quite a fancy doublet, a little row of feathers around the shoulders, tights, quite colourful tights, crisscrossing pattern.
Yellow?
Cross-garter yellow stockings. Right, okay.
Yeah, bit of cross-garter going on.
Shakespeare reference there for everybody.
Well, obviously everyone saw Twelfth Night this summer.
Yeah. And
it's in the past.
The illusion smiles. Because it is see-through and illusory. Mm-hmm. It says, welcome, everybody. How has it been going?
Hello.
Awful. Miserable.
Ah, you're in that kind of state. Good stuff.
Who are you?
Adventure's been going well?
Fine. Who are
who
you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My apologies. I am the impression, the impersonation, the illusion of Mr. Bruthus Lister. Nice to see you. I'm just here to do a little bit of testing before you get through to see Hasdan.
Oh, great. Really? Hello. Honestly?
We don't love testing.
No.
Oh,
we've...
Think of it less like testing and more just us figuring out where you are and where we are as a string. Okay.
What, on the cycle?
As a string?
Yeah.
On the cycle of strings.
Have any of us heard of Bruthus Lister? First question.
Isn't that we have.
Person we need, we're meant to look into down south?
Yes. Yep.
The disappearing tower.
Oh. A tower that only appears at moonlight? Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look in my notes.
Let's go back and look at our notes.
Here we go.
To the south between Port Clearer and Argent is a note that reads, Tower on the coast, only seen by moonlight, possible connection to Archmagus Bruthus Lister, who resided nearby. But we're not near a tower on the coast currently, are we?
No, we're not. We're in the North Orin.
Yeah, oh, I've got no idea where we are, to be honest. I've been jumping around like a frog.
Port Clearer is southwest of
Nearby. Are we in the north?
No.
We're in the southeast. But not, not far. Southern coast.
We're in the southeast, Orin.
You don't even know where we are.
No.
So, sorry, apologize.
Hello.
I was just wondering, so you are an illusion?
That's right.
Well, you're a very pleasant illusion, I must say.
A very sentient illusion.
Yeah.
I do like your moustache.
Thank you very much. I've worked very hard on it. Twiddle, twiddle.
Does he say twiddle, twiddle out loud?
Yes, he does. Excellent.
I'm a fan of the twiddle, he says to his friends. But look, here's the thing. We want to go and see the guy, but at the same time, we don't want to endanger our lives or anything. Is this test going to involve mortal danger?
No, I'm going to ask you a series of questions and send you in different ways, depending on what you say.
What?
Okay, right. These different ways, are they doorways to mortal danger? See, that worries me.
No.
Yeah, that feels bad.
Like, there's no danger that we've planned in this moment.
Right.
We. Who's we? You and Geremir.
I'm just an illusion.
You're just a security system as such.
And it's less security and more analysis.
Who has created you, illusion?
Bruthus Lister.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. You're mates with Geremir, are you?
That's right.
Okay.
Are you mates with other people? Other founders?
Erida.
Bruthus Lister's got lots of friends.
All right.
It's good to have friends.
Yep, friends that keep each other alive for centuries. Oh, I'm sick of this.
To my knowledge, I'm dead.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just get on with your questions. I'm not in the mood for this.
Okay. Come
on,
let's have David, just before he asks the questions, is his outfit, the way that you've described it, is this very old-fashioned kind of like clothing?
Whilst there is an air of it being old-fashioned, it also seems a little bit odd for the period that it's from.
Okay. But it's not like modern. It's not resemblant of modern outfit.
No, he seems quite lively, I'd say.
Okay.
In his clothing choice.
He's not necessarily in old clothing, but not in current stuff. Cool.
Yeah.
Just so I'm clear, this is the only way we're going to proceed?
That's right.
Well, let's just do it then.
Come on.
We're already here.
Hit us with your best shot, buddy.
Okay, first question.
By which we don't mean hit us, literally.
I'm not going to hit
you. No, he knows what he means, Orin. Let's just get on.
Come on, answer your question.
Juna's going to hold Enkidu's hand, misreading his annoyance as trauma.
Fair point.
It looks like he's going to break out of it, but he just like, no, he doesn't. He just stays there.
Okie dokie. So, who of the Fate Mark V survived the disaster in Tillisham?
We all did.
We all did.
Yeah, we all did.
Orin goes a bit pale. What do you mean?
Well, you said you all did.
No.
What?
Did we not?
Of course we all did.
Yeah, Orin, we're all here.
We're all alive.
No one died. What's the sigh for?
Me.
You didn't die, you're there.
When? No, who survived? That was the question, wasn't it?
Who of the Fake Mark V survived the disaster in Tillisham?
Me and Kidu and Gwen.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
It's the answer.
Buddy, are you sure about that? Because, like, if this is our final answer, June is there, I'm here.
Yeah, we're here.
We're on this string. We're here. What?
Yeah, in a different version, it didn't work out so well. I think I told you a bit about it, but he looks over at June and he looks over at Guy and goes, you both died.
Juna died?
Full circle, baby. Full circle.
Great.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. A very happy new year to you all. We hope you've been enjoying our bonus content, episodes of Superfan Chats, No Small Questions, and of course our Christmas special, A Winter's Heart Adventure. But the Abracalads are never far from our hearts, and we are thrilled to be back with the first main campaign episode of 2024. Since the last No Small Roles update, life has changed quite a bit for our incredible DM and his family, as they have welcomed their second child into the world. So a huge congratulations to Baby David and his amazing wife on their newest bundle of joy. With this wonderful news in mind, we will be doing our best to get back to a release schedule of two actual play episodes and one bonus episode per month. However, to ensure we continue to deliver the audio quality that you love, please bear with us during this adjustment period. Back in December, superfan Han and I had a lovely time at Dragon Meet and met some awesome actual play podcasters. So expect to see the No Small Roles gang guesting on some other shows this year. Starting with a guest appearance from Ben in a one-shot called The Eclipsed Oasis, where he'll be playing Splot Clatterpress, a wannabe goblin journalist who has decided the best way of getting a scoop is throwing himself right into the heart of an adventure. To watch the stream, head to our show notes or to our website, www.nosmallroles.com, where you'll find all the links you need. It'll come as no surprise that our goal for 2024 is to try and reach as many new listeners as we can, and we'd love your help in this. So if you still haven't reviewed us on iTunes and or Podchaser, if you still haven't got round to rating us on Spotify, or haven't quite managed to share about us on social media, now would be the perfect time. No Small Roles is a real labour of love for us all, and finding time for all the post-production involved isn't easy. But each review, each rating, each share really does mean the world to us, and spurs us on during those tougher days. We really appreciate you being with us on this adventure. We're so grateful to each and every one of you. So as we start 2024, we're sending out big love, big rolls to you all. But that's enough from me for now. Let's get you back to those sticky tunnels.
So when you told us about going back in time, you missed out something rather important.
Yeah, we were busy. There was a lot going on.
You've known us for long enough now, Orin. I would have thought you could have trusted us with this information.
Is there anything else in the future that you've seen that you've been holding out on us?
Hey,
Orin, that must have been horrible for you. Of course you didn't tell us.
That... I only saw 24 hours. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. That's all I saw.
Any other secrets you've got that are important for us to know right now?
Well, you know, let's just keep it as a light tone here, guys, because, you know, it's you got to realize this is a bit of a shock to all of us.
Yeah.
Particularly the people that you said died, and you're saying this happened on a different...
In a different cycle of the strings, but this thing, wherever you are...
Hello!
Mustachio twat over there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, he's referring to you.
Oh, okay, oh, sorry.
Well, you have your answer. Now, where does that lead us?
To the left. Gestures to the left.
Which
and he
answer
disappears.
Fucker.
Oh, a doorway arrives.
A doorway opens.
Ooh.
A doorway dripping with the sap.
Great.
For all of us?
Well, the doorway, almost in like a string of beads kind of a way, there's just a drip of this sap coming down from the other side.
A kid who claims it would press the digitation. Like, this place is disgusting.
I mean, it continues to drip from the ceiling down in front of this doorway.
So we should all go through this door.
The illusion's gone.
Oh.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's get this over with.
Guy will get his cloak so he doesn't get anything on his hair or anything like that.
Nice.
Mage hand opens the door.
Is there a door in it? Or is it just a...
It's just a doorway filled with dripping sap.
Oh, doorway.
Just before I do it, I pause and go, Gwenny, you got that umbrella, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yes. Yes, I do. Let's get it covered in sap. Gwendolyn puts up her umbrella.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Oh, Gwen, that's great.
And then like walks Judah through.
Judah sort of shoots Guy a look as they're going through, like, what's happening?
And Cutie walks through before everyone else does.
and we died. And,
Gaia sends back a very confused look back at Juna.
Then Juna realizes she can message Guy. And was like, I don't know what's happening, Guy.
I don't know either. I mean, Enkidu is, you know, a little bit more grumpy than normal.
Oren said twat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I haven't heard him say that before. Maybe Petra taught him that. I don't know. I message back. Let's just keep our eyes open and try and keep the peace, because I think something's wrong with them. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Are you going to walk under this umbrella or what?
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Oh,
thank you so much.
He's already gone.
Yeah.
He's already gone through the door.
Just walk through it?
He's already gone through it, yeah.
Make a wisdom save.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. 19.
Okay, you're just still annoyed. It hasn't gotten worse yet.
I have a quick mechanical question.
Yeah.
Is there a way of knowing whether their grumpiness is alignment based?
It's not.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ceremony would help Enkidu if it was. Yeah. But it's moo.
So you continue down this corridor, which seems to be even stickier. Like the sap underneath your feet is almost cooling. And there are more and more of these patches constantly as you walk down. But you do reach another small chamber, kind of widens out into a little square room. And you can assume somewhere hidden on the wall in front of you is another one of those grooves, but you can't see it because of the stickiness.
Great. Gwendolyn is shaking off her umbrella, trying to get off the sap from where? But she's not shaking it in the direction of other people.
Okay.
Because she's...
Good save.
Haggy ducks.
But she is shaking it off in frustration.
Okay.
Like, this is so gross.
Can you use... Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Every thought is valid, like yours. Come on, tell us.
Can you use that one thing again, or is it out of battery?
No, I can do it again. Gwendolyn does the Wand of Secrets for its third and final charge.
Great idea, Oren. And Gwendolyn, fantastic use of that wand.
There are...
Great wrist action.
There are no secret doors and no traps in this room.
There's nothing in here. There's it's not working. Here. Either that, or it's just broken.
Yeah, maybe it's run out of batteries. Come on then. I'll pull down my goggles and magical detection.
You are a bit blinded, actually,
by
the aura that comes off of all of this stickiness.
Whoa, what?
The only actual relief that you get is by looking toward the blue gel patches.
Oh, so the blue gel is not magical. Magic. So, yeah, this is detect magic.
No, it's still magical. It's just not as
blinding,
prolific.
So I also, I believe, get to learn the school of magic.
So from the sticky sapness, you are getting a sense of necromancy, transmutation, a bit of evocation in there. It's kind of a bit of all of it, but it's like running through all of this.
The necromantic sort of evocation, not all, when you say all magic, you don't mean all magic like in the Henge sort of situation. This is more
A little bit like the Henge situation. It's not like all different schools. It seems to be those three. Mostly.
So what's it? Necromantic?
Transmutation. Evocation. The gel patches, though, these hedrons, you get a sense of dunamancy.
Yo.
What is that, please?
Time magic.
Oh. Have we just entered the realms of another well-known D&D podcast? Gosh.
It's official canon, dude.
Yeah, no, it's D&D canon. Yeah.
Dunamancy.
Oh. It's something that Matt Mercer invented, Vicky. That's why I'm saying
you.
Critical.
Thank you.
Oren, what have you found?
Oren, with your sight, you can see that there is another blood lock on the wall. It is just so heavily obscured. It's not a secret, but it's just heavily obscured by this sap.
Has Oren ever heard or come across dunamancy in his past, ever?
Only in readings, I would say.
Huh.
Kind of tied to divination in some ways.
And what would he know about dunamancy?
It can affect the speed of things. It is like a time magic, so slowing things down, speeding them up, those kinds of effects. Obviously, there are like, you know, some stories and tales of people trying to fully rewrite time and jump forwards and all the rest of it and physically move through time rather than just divining it. But it's not a widely practiced school.
Is it spelled J-U-N-A? Junomancy.
Just caught that.
Junomancy.
Like the sand dunes of time.
But I love it being called Junomancy.
Junomancy.
In our world, can it be Junomancy?
Oh, that's
so it's not connected to the. I don't need to like flower check it or anything.
You don't need to flower check it.
No. Okay, that's weird.
What's weird?
Have you found a door?
Yeah, yeah, I found the door, but I found something much more interesting than the door.
All right, what is it?
What is it?
Those blue things.
Mm-hmm.
Oren's pulling his goggles up a little bit so he's not blinded. Those things... everything's covered in necromantic and evocation and transmutation magic, by the way, so I really wouldn't touch it. Everything. I mean, literally everything. So that's probably really bad. But those blue things are... They're glowing with junomancy.
What's junomancy?
What is that?
Oren explains.
Would Juna any of us have heard of it?
Again, in any like arcane readings, yeah. But it's always like it's quite a complicated school of magic. It's not really tampered with because it can go wrong quite quickly.
Right,
magic can change time and outcomes and things.
There's
like that.
There's stories of that, but I don't know if anyone's ever actually managed to do it. But like at the smaller scale, yeah, you can mess with time. At least that's what I've read. I haven't read much about it because there's not many books on it, to be honest.
So in the Weaver magic, you can just like pause time or go back and change something?
David, can you pause time and go back and change something?
In a kind of, yeah, high-leveled way, that's possible. But it's mostly used for slowing things down, speeding things up.
Yes, mainly slowing, speeding things up, messing with time like that.
So different from Kral.
Yeah. This doesn't feel like Kral, does it? Junomancy wasn't his thing.
No, he was divination.
Divination and, well, necromantic as well.
So these cube, these shape things are what, slowing down the ichor, flowing down the walls?
Maybe they're slowing it down. Maybe they're pausing it, or maybe they're speeding something up.
I guess. Well, it's interesting to know, but this is wasting time. I'm going to go over trying to get us out of this room. Stride towards
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah. What?
Grab him by the
what do you want?
Just
what?
Hang on, because you're walking around like a blind man here. To be fair, me too. We got Oren, where's the door?
Oh, it's over there.
Okay, that's good information. So, Gil, can you do your like...
Yeah, sure. And he cuts his hand a bit more viciously than he should do.
I can't give him more guidance, can I, if I've already given it to him?
Oh, I haven't used it. Yeah. I just like, open the door, like touch the wall. Probably there's no point wiping it out because I know it just affects me anyway. I'm like,
yeah, 5 points here of damage as the blood is sucked from your palm and a wisdom saving throw.
23.
No, you're okay. You're not getting any more annoyed, but you're not getting any less annoyed.
We're getting close, finally close to some answers and get these fucking games.
Again, this one does not have any celestial words around it, but the illusion steps out of the wall once again. It's like, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Come on.
Are you again?
Again?
Yes.
Yeah.
You already asked us a question. What's
this one?
Oh,
good. What was your answer to the last one?
Oh, doesn't matter now, does it?
It's probably
very
not.
Complicated.
No, you're from a different string, right?
Also, how come the questions are about us? How do you know all this?
How do you know who we are?
You've seen down the cycle of strings, right?
That's a lot of questions. I'm the one asking them.
Yeah, well, we're asking them at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, how do you know all about us?
So, we've been checking on you, and now we're making sure that things are working properly to save the country. Okay, you ready for your next question?
Please.
I don't know.
Who's been checking
things
on us?
Are working.
I have.
And?
The others.
Who are the others?
My friends.
Who's your friends?
I don't know.
Erida?
Do we believe them when they say that they don't know?
Yeah.
You can make an insight check.
I would like to insight check that, please.
Yeah.
13.
Gwendolyn's going to, as insight checker, she says Erida and Kral of Incevelt.
Can I give advantage to that because I was watching carefully as she said Erida as well.
For an insight check, I'd say make your own roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we all roll?
If you want to.
Or in a 5.
I only got a 7, so I've said those names, but I can't tell.
18.
18.
22.
Ooh. So the less grumpy of the group.
It's almost like
right,
being
the
grumpy.
The non-grumpy ones get the answers. Classic.
You get the impression that this illusion like has an awareness of those names, but is just like so blasé, it doesn't care. Is the point? It kind of knows what it's here to do, and it is not to talk about those people.
And it said that They need to check that things are right to protect the country. Is that mm-hmm. what he said?
We're checking on us that things are working to save the country.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Guys, I think this thing is, as much as we want answers, it's a mechanism. It's not really going to give us anything too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's
get on
with it.
It's just like a pastry dragon. Get mm-hmm. on with it.
Could you give us the next question, good sir?
Absolutely. All right, everybody, hold your horses. Which of the founders have you visited?
Erida, Kralovin.
Chargelt.
Chargelt.
I think that's it.
That's it.
A brief expectation.
Well,
there.
And I guess the one that we're trying to visit right now.
It's Garamir we're trying to get
to. Trying to get to Garamir Hastan. Do you count?
Well, not me, the illusion, but you didn't go to see me?
No, not yet. You're on our to-do list.
Oh, that's a shame.
You're bottom of the to-do list.
Yeah. Oh, don't be rude.
That's not nice.
Don't care.
I like your tights, though.
Thanks. I like them crisscross. Crisscross. Anyway, have you heard about me?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Actually.
Okay. How am I doing?
Don't know.
Disappeared.
Gone.
Oh. Dead, according to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, myself?
Well, yeah.
In the other room.
Yeah.
The other illusion said you were dead.
Ah, dead.
Which we don't believe for a second, because your friends are still alive somehow.
Well, the body could be dead.
No.
In some capacity, we think that you're dead, but also that you could be alive. In short, our answer is we don't know, pal.
Ah. Okay, to the right. And he disappears.
Same
is
issue.
Is it another drippy door?
It is another drippy door.
Gwendolyn puts up the umbrella again.
Umbrella!
Thank you, Gwen. Wonderful. Oh, this is lovely.
Get under the umbrella.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Who is going through the next space?
Enkidu.
Yeah,
Enkidu first?
We'll go under
Gwen's
umbrella.
You said first, so you go first.
Juna first. Juna, as you step under the umbrella, can you make a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I can't even read your dice. It's
natural
so sparkly.
One.
Oh, lovely. Oh. It's so low, I can't read your dice.
So, I can't look at it. Yeah, Juna, you step under the umbrella, take two steps into the corridor, and there is a bit of a step, and you slip into the stickiness and go face first into it on the floor. So can you make a wisdom save with disadvantage?
Why?
Is it against magic?
Yes.
Oh. I have advantage, so I'll just straight roll.
Yep.
Well done.
19. Okay. You're not grumpy. You're fine, but you are covered in the sticky substance. Everybody else, apart from obviously Gwendolyn holding that umbrella there, you've all seen Juna walk forward, slip over.
Okay.
Yeah, Kitty would have been right behind her. Like, oh, no. Come on. Try to gingerly get her up and...
Don't touch the sticky stuff, Enkidu.
No, it's
careful.
Fine.
Be careful.
Jedi mind tricks. Wave a hand over her and press the digitate the slime off.
Thank you, Enkidu.
Yeah, sure. Let's just all keep on our feet, yeah?
Does it look super slippy on the floor?
Yes.
Okay, Oren will start to fly.
Nice.
That's a nice trick.
What?
Yeah.
How does he fly? Is it a piece of pan jet or packs. Like what? Yeah.
Yeah. So two little jetpacks light up on his boots and he just hovers about a foot off the ground.
Does the jetpacks do anything to the jelly that he goes over?
It creates some small ripples, but it doesn't stop it.
Galaxy ripples.
No.
We thank our returning sponsor.
Excellent.
Cool. You continue on. You reach a door.
Is it covered in slime?
It is.
Oh. Why did I bother asking?
How do we get rid of this stuff? I can't clean it fast enough.
Looking at it, having looked at it, I've still got my goggles up for probably another, I don't know how long's left, 5 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Looking at it, it doesn't present any obvious solution to cleaning it when I look at it through the goggles, does it? Like, there's just...
No. And it seems to be quite ingrained in everything that's around you.
I think whatever it is has been here for a long time.
What happens if I splash some holy water on it?
You are welcome to try.
Ooh,
yeah. I think you've got...
We've all got
five.
Some.
We've got five.
Yeah,
one
Five
not me.
Doses.
I think when we had that little chat on the thing, I think we will have given you some holy water.
Let me add it to my alchemy thing.
Right,
I just want to like splash it to see if something happens.
So if you're just doing like a couple drips without using the whole
dose, like a sort of splatter.
It does start to sizzle and clear spots.
Yo.
I wish I'd thought of this 4 doors ago.
Very smart, Vicky.
Is there the swirly bit on there again?
There is. And this one as well has the celestial writing above saying King's Blood.
Okay, before he does anything, Gaius is going to play his flute again, and you will get 8 points of healing, Enkidu.
Also, the ones that don't say King's Blood, it doesn't have to be Enkidu.
David just sips his water quietly.
Sip over in the corner here.
Yeah.
The ones that say King's Blood doesn't have to be.
The ones that
Enkidu's
say King's
been
Blood
touching
to.
Them all and is getting more and more grumpy, but it doesn't have to be him touching it every
if
time.
If it doesn't say King's Blood, any one of us might be able to use our blood to.
Right.
But hopefully we have enough holy water. Yeah, I'm gonna splash the bit that Enkidu's gonna
it
need
would
to
use
touch
your entire with. Dose of holy water. To do
we've
that.
Got five.
I feel
we'll
like
fine.
It's worth yeah. it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you use one to clean this one. In which case, Enkidu, you can supply your blood to this door.
He mutters a thanks, like very sheepishly, like a grumpy teenager. Like, yeah, thanks, Miss Thorn. And he touched the door.
So you take 5 points of damage as the blood is removed from you, but you do not need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Woohoo!
And this door dissipates again, opening up a small chamber.
Yay!
Here we go.
Can we immediately see any doorway or any symbols or anything like that?
Nope.
Orin?
Okay, I'll fix it again. And he pulls down his goggles and looks around the room.
And you do find another groove without the words King's Blood above it. No words, but one of these grooves on one of the walls.
Groove over there, no words this time.
Everyone is doing some fantastic teamwork down here. Just want to let you all know you're all doing fantastic.
I think the ideas and the effort has been stellar.
Gwendolyn has grabbed one of her darts and she is using it to strike down her hand. She's like, obviously, Enkidu doesn't have to be the only one to do this.
Not yet, Gwen!
Her hand is dripping with blood as she holds it up.
What? Does anyone have some holy water to put on it before Gwen touches it?
I do.
I've got this one you gave me.
Yeah, I've got some.
Go on, Guy.
I'll do this one. I'll throw it on there.
Nice. So you use up your holy water to clear the thing. Gwendolyn.
I'll go. She slaps her hand on there.
You take 5 points as blood is pulled from your hand to fill the grooves within this blood lock. Mm-hmm. And Bruthus Lister steps out of the wall.
Of course he does.
Oh, you've come this way.
David, just to double check, because my goggles of detect magic are up, when he appears, it's just an illusion? There's nothing else going on, just like
just
illusion magic?
Just an illusion.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Nothing else weird happening. No Junomancy, no anything else.
Nope.
You again?
It's me again.
Right.
You remember us from before?
Nope.
Okay, pal, what is your question for us now?
Everybody ready? Drum roll, please.
No.
Which of the fate marks currently exists as a Wingthrup construct?
Me.
Oh, just you?
Just me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Juno holds Enkidu's hand.
Fair.
This is so dumb.
Nobody else, though.
No,
should
open the
we
door.
Be?
Secrets, anyone?
No. Goodness sake.
All right. Right behind you. And he disappears. And a doorway dissipates itself into revealing. Not so drippy, this one, luckily. Oh. At least not at the doorway level.
Not at the doorway level, it's drippy elsewhere.
The rest of the tunnel, though, looks quite consistently drippy right the way down.
So as we walk through the door, there'll just be drip, 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 drip everywhere.
How many of us can fit under an umbrella?
Two.
Well, why don't we do two of us go along, one person come back, get another person, we'll do that.
Yeah, it's like one of those stupid maths problems.
That's a great idea.
Fine, who's coming with me first?
I'll come with you.
Let's go. So Gwendolyn ferries Juna. And then she comes back.
Wait, and when you get to the end of that corridor, you find another King's Blood lock.
What's I'll that? Get Enkidu next. Oh,
but no, it's fine. I don't need
an umbrella.
It's
dripping quite a lot all around it. So if you were to leave Juna there, she would be dripped on.
It's fine. Stay there and come in. You cast Mage Hand above himself to catch the drips. So he walks under the Mage Hand.
Gaius grabs Enkidu. Gaius grabs Enkidu.
What? Gaius, what do you want?
I will say, in those, make a wisdom saving throw. Even as Gaius is like stepping in there. Actually, Gaius, if you're stepping in there to pull him back, you make one as well.
Gosh!
16.
19.
Oh, okay, Gaius, you're okay. Enkidu.
Oh.
As you are pulled back by Gaius, you become openly hostile toward your bane, the bane of your ire, that person you chose when you were annoyed. They, in particular, you are now hostile toward. And if you wished, you could attack them at any point.
Oh, no. Cool. Guys, what do you want?
Buddy, you just gotta be, like, I appreciate it. I don't think the hand's gonna, the hand is a hand. It's not gonna catch everything.
Look, you can, I can make it a little bit bigger. Like, it's fine.
Well, like, don't worry. I get you. I get you. But look, Gwendolyn's just down there. Gwen, how's it going down there?
It's dripping so much, I'm not gonna be able to come back without leaving Juna to be covered in all this gross slime stuff.
Let's go back. Let's go back and then you can come across with Enkidu.
Guys, we can teleport there instantly. It's easy.
Yeah, buddy, but then that's going to drip on us. Oh, hey, guys. So, like, what's the situation with the door then?
It's another King's Blood one.
Okay, yeah. So that's Enkidu. You got to go.
Enkidu's got
to
go.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. I've got to get to her. Right.
Enkidu, let's go.
Does someone want to come or am I waiting for you to come back?
No, we've already walked down. We're back. I'm standing right in front of you. If you want to come under the umbrella with me, we can go and put your blood on this thing, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Right, you two go together then.
Yep, let's go.
Walk in silence.
Silence down to the other end.
Gwendolyn gets her holy water and she throws it at the door.
Akiyadu puts his bloody palm on the door.
Amazing. And it unlocks, it dissipates, revealing another small chamber that just seems to be raining. This sand.
Oh, no.
You can see on the ceiling that there are multiple patches of these Hedron gel patches, but all of this ichor is just dripping out from every side of it.
We've opened the door, shouting down the corridor. We've opened the door, but it's basically raining this gross stuff in the next one. Have you got anything that you can cover yourselves with?
I've got a cloak.
I've got a shield. I could put my shield over my head.
Maybe try those.
Juna, okay. Do you want to get... You can get under my cloak.
I have a cloak, yeah.
You got a cloak? Okay,
it's
we got cloaks.
It's not waterproof, though.
Yeah. Yes, we get all our cloaks and shields. And
yeah, I'll try and go under my shield, see if that feels like that's going to
shield,
do
nice
enough.
Cloak.
Stay close to me, Enkidu, otherwise you could be sticking out of this umbrella.
Yeah, sure, fine.
So you all edge your way down the corridor. Cloaks and shields and umbrellas above you all, and then
your joy is really, really anxiety-inducing right now.
I mean, this is delicious. This is so much fun.
Juicy! Oh my god!
I can't wait to see who Enkidu's going to attack.
Yeah.
Step into the next space, and again, Orin, you with your detect magic goggles, find out where the other blood lock is in here. Does not need King's Blood. This one,
right? This is just one of the regular ones.
Mm-hmm.
Go on then.
I'll do it this time.
You
sure? Okay.
You've used yours, haven't you?
I will pass you my holy water.
I mean.
I'll pass you my holy water.
Mm.
That means that there's only Enkidu's holy
just
water.
Just mine, yeah.
Lovely.
Let me delete mine.
There's going to be two more doors, isn't there?
You know it. You know it.
So you use the holy water to clear it?
And it was exactly the thing we needed to defeat the big bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, because I can make holy water as long as we can find water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
we've
still
got two of the Twain-tide caffeine waters. Mm.
Nice. That's very true. So yeah, you clear it with the holy water. Who would like to supply their blood for this one?
Oh yeah, I'm doing water blood.
Nice. Same thing. Brutha steps out. Good evening. Good morning. Oh, yes, you do take 5 points of damage.
I haven't done
when
that.
I see she slashes, I'm going to also a healing word. So you've got 8 back.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening. You're looking lovely under your cloaks and shields and umbrellas.
Get on with it.
Getting on with it then. Okay, someone's in a mood.
What do you expect?
Being dripped on by whatever this sticky necromantic rubbish is.
It's been a day, pal. Can you just respectfully...
Yeah, look, I've been in about 3 different continents in the last week. What do you want?
Yeah. Well, what's the question, pal?
Wow. There is a lot of attitude coming from a lot of different people in front of me.
And just ask the questions.
Do you know how many more questions there might be after this?
It depends on your answer.
Great.
So, my question for you.
Yeah.
What is the current state of Chargelt Hall?
Basement's flooded as far as we know.
Flooded basement?
Top of the house is probably in disarray.
Okay.
Murdered Arcanist.
Ooh, which one?
I don't think we even know their name.
No, we don't think we do.
What room they were in?
Killing people and not knowing.
We didn't kill
them.
We
didn't kill them.
Interesting. To the left. He disappears and a another door appears.
I do not feel good about this, do you?
No.
No, but the sooner we get through it, the sooner we can find out what's going on.
Is the door, like, open? Is it an open door?
It's an open doorway. Yep. And as you walk into this corridor, there are some steps downward, which would put you all waist height into the sticky substance.
Oh, no. Is there room to fly above them?
There is a bit of space.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will take off.
It's still dripping from the ceiling, though.
Yeah.
Under my shield. Nice. Can I Superman this one? Shield on top?
Superman it. I'll allow it.
Kudu will unsling his shield, seeing that Orin did that. He'll tap Guy and cast Fly.
And I will do the same with Gwen.
Nice.
Great.
I'll try and stay under my cloak. And
I'm assuming then Enkidu's not under Gwendolyn's umbrella anymore. He's using his shield, is he?
No, he's gone off ahead, actually.
Oh, okay.
He's like...
Make a wisdom saving throw if you are flying through the drippiness.
He's using his shield, I thought
you
said.
Oh, no, you said you're using your shield, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, sorry. You are using your shield. Okay. You don't have to.
Although, if we're flying horizontally...
Downwards.
Downwards, yeah.
But you can be like Mary Poppins in it. Well, yeah. Not horizontal.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, you're kind of like in the space.
You can choose how you do fly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. It as you kind of descend, because of the way that the stickiness is filled, the space narrows, so it is a very slim flight through. And in that, I will say, everyone just make a dex save.
Yeah.
Just for like control of like not dropping too far, but not like hitting the ceiling too much.
Ooh. 22.
Lovely.
10.
Okay.
11.
Oh, dear.
19.
Okay.
Seven.
Seven. Okay, so, yeah, Juna, Gaius, and Enkidu, if you could all make wisdom saving throws.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happens next for Enkidu if he fails?
21.
Nice.
24.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, few.
13.
13. So Juna's a bit grumpy now. And just as you're trying to fly through, like, you do look around to make sure that everyone else is okay. And then you just dip your hand a little bit into the muck, which annoys you because you know... what it's doing at this point, so you get a bit grumpy.
Oh, now I'm annoyed that I'm annoyed.
That's so true.
Come on, everyone, keep up.
But you reach the end of this corridor, and you realise that there is a door, half submerged, and it says King's Blood at the top of it.
Kino's still going
it's now one for
it.
You.
If it's half submerged, is the holy water actually going to clean it?
Is the mark that he has to put his hand on submerged or half submerged or
like half submerged? You'd have to put your hand into the sticky substance for it to work.
No real point wasting holy water on it. Then.
No point wasting. What is our final? Is it our final one?
Who knows?
Potentially.
Bruthus didn't say.
He's just. Oh, he never gives any information, does he?
No.
He's not going to be able to dunk his hand in the holy water and create a film over his hand and put it on, is he?
I mean, like, what else is there to lose? Maybe I drink it and nothing happens. Or maybe something happens. Or maybe anything I do doesn't fucking matter. Because nothing seems to be in our hands. There's always some grand plan, someone watching, someone guiding. This whole fucking mission is something that someone set us on.
Hey,
and I am sick and tired of these bloody games.
Look, buddy, listen. We're in this situation because we want to do something right, okay? You are so passionate because you want to do something right, okay? This is the thing, and I know you can do this, okay? We've come all this way because each and every one of us have made mistakes, but we have also triumphed over things, okay? All right?
Yeah. It just feels like we're walking into something.
Yeah, something that someone has already prepared for us.
Well, you know what? We go in there and we outmaneuver, outdo the odds, because that's what we do. We're fate marked, okay? Yeah. We are destined to do this, okay?
The last time we were in this situation, something really horrible happened. I've got a really bad feeling about this.
True.
Guy looks betrayed by Juna. And he's like, the colour from his face goes, he's like, oh no, it's me.
I know what you're thinking, Guy. I can't help how I feel, all right?
I agree. And there's something you said that I find particularly that bothers me. Destined, right?
Yeah.
Destined.
Yeah.
Everything we do is all part of destiny, the balance and all that stuff. Everything is, we're destined to get to this point, at this point in time, right now. And I find it awfully fucking convenient that you show up just before we come into this cave. You just magically appear out of nowhere. We've been worried sick about you for days on end. Fucking word, and you show up out of nowhere. You know what? I don't trust you. I don't weigh the way you look. Your attitude stinks. I don't think you're even part of our team anymore.
Okay,
you know what is this? The Fate Mark 4 now, is it?
I think that's a bit strong, if I'm being honest, Enkidu.
It's been
How
four
can you
for
talk
a little
to him
while?
Like
yeah,
that?
This is really actually quite
Think
out of
about the
now.
Situation. He gets whisked away by a powerful mage who...
What,
honestly,
that's my fault?
No, that's not your fault. But something's happened to you. You're different. You know things that you shouldn't.
He's different.
All of a sudden...
have you seen yourself
you live
in this moment?
A different time. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I'm very sorry that I've seen a whole different future, all right? I'm very sorry that I've tried to fix things in that other future. A future that you wouldn't have enjoyed. Let me tell you that for a fact. A future that I didn't enjoy. I'm sorry I came back. I'm sorry I've used my goggles to actually help you and point out what you needed to do, because for someone with King's blood, I don't see how you would have got through this otherwise.
Yeah, let's make this... I should be grateful for your help, right?
Yeah?
We were doing pretty fine without you. And we spent everything. We were worried about you. And nothing. You didn't come back earlier. You just magically show up now. This is a trap.
Listen, guys.
Everything is a trap. And I think the sooner that we are safer and far further from you, the safer will be. The scimitar comes out.
Thank you.
Come on now. Put it away.
Look, we don't want to be here, but you can't hurt Orin.
Why not?
Because we are hovering above this very weird sticky thing. Remember, you've got to think about stickiness and dirtiness. You go in for him or whatever the situation, you might get more stickiness. We need you to touch that door so that way we can get through and then we can deal with the situation however it works out.
We are here, the longer that this is going to keep happening.
We can have a domestic.
We need to get through that door now.
But so we can't on this side of the door. Exactly, Juno. That's a brilliant thought. That's a fantastic thought. You know what? You've always been a really good thinker in our group. Just like everybody here. You're all brilliant, and I love you.
Oh, shut up, Gaius!
Oh. I don't trust any of you. Inside check.
Please.
Spicy.
Do.
That is a 21.
Oh, okay. Who would you like to speak to, Enkidu? As this rage is bubbling up inside of you.
I think Hina.
Hina?
No, wait. Light.
Light?
Yeah.
Nice.
Light.
As you are kind of like turning to like try to like focus in on Orin, especially like all of you floating in this like tiny little space as well, you kind of just glance down to have this brief moment and you see their reflection in the substance beneath you. And they don't say anything. They just reach down to their own pocket, holding up a hand, seeing how angry you are. And they pull out a water bottle. And they gesture to put it into your mouth. And that's all they, like, wordlessly. It's just a very calm, like, worried expression on their face. But, like, this holding a water bottle, moving it to their own lips gesture.
And that's it, right?
That's it.
He's going to whisper, "I'm drowning." And he's going to break contact. All right, stop speaking. Everyone, shut up. With his other hand, Scimitar's still out. And he's holding it out. He's going to grab the bowl. His hand is shaking. He just downs it.
The holy water.
Yeah, he downs the holy water.
The moment it passes your lips, you're not angry at all. You are not in the slightest bit grumpy. And you see it, everything for what it is. You see this entire like conflict in, like that's been bubbling up. You can see the poison for what it is, the abyssal poison running through you. And you can see that every member of your party is starting to rise through that ladder.
Oh no.
Apart from guys.
The punching bag.
Guys is very worried at the back. He's more worried than grumpy. But everybody else, you can see that it's starting to build in them as well.
Do I have any awareness of what I've said to them for the past few minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, no. Orin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I am. It's not you.
It's not you, it's me.
No. Yes, it is me. It is you, actually. It's everyone with this place. It's affecting us. The holy water, it cured... I was in a horrible cloud of anger and annoyance. It's It purged me. Like I feel fine. I didn't mean anything of what I said.
It's good for you that you're purged, but there's no more left for the rest of us, is there?
Do you have materials, Miss Sipthorne, to make more?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Look, Enkidu, I don't quite know who I'm...
He grabs you and he's looking in your eyes like, are you right?
Yeah, you got a
scimitar. Are you obsessed with me?
You got a scimitar in your hand, buddy.
Oh, right, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Like, you're right. Like, are you angry? You're annoyed? Like,
No, I'm very grateful for how you're reacting right now. We need to get through this door.
Yeah, we do. I'm scared to touch this crap again. What do I do?
I mean, I saw you drink the holy water, so give it a go. Maybe you got immunity?
Maybe. I mean, like, the longer we stay in this area, the worse it gets for all of us.
Well, maybe you don't have to touch it.
No?
Maybe, well, I don't know, bleed into something else. And then we smash it against it.
A container, maybe?
Yeah. I'll pull out, alchemy.
That
one.
Right, cut my blood into it. Mage Hand will take the bottle over.
Pour it into the top of the screw.
Into
the groove of the wall. Accept it. Yeah, it takes a few tries, and so you do take your 5 points of damage, but mostly as it's like this little back and forth. But it seems to be holding the blood. And the door, or the wall rather, dissipates and leaves like this sort of icky, almost lava mud flow of the substance as it spreads out into the floor of a chamber beyond. Which isn't as full and isn't dripping.
Oh, all right. Everyone inside. Quick.
Oh, this is a bit better.
Yeah.
Typical Enkidu.
I'm going to ignore that and know that you are not yourself.
Sure. Whatever.
Enkidu will windmill his fist into his palm and second wind.
Nice. Give yourself them hit points back. Yep. Orin, again, you spot the blood lock, but it does not say King's Blood above it.
Right. And is it dripping with...
Yes.
Is it dripping with stuff?
It's sticky.
I will go... I suppose it's my turn.
If you want to, but I'm happy to bleed.
No, it's fine.
I'm stronger than most of you.
No. It's fine.
Fine. Your funeral.
Can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Yeah.
Oh. That's the one.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take you up 2 points for that. So you are argumentative. So you've gone past annoyed. So someone in your party is particularly getting on your nerves and has become the bane of your ire. But even more than that, everything seems disagreeable to you, even people on your side, and no one annoys you more than that person.
Okay. And do I take 5 hit points?
And you take your 5 hit points. Bruthus Lister appears.
Get on with it.
Hello.
Be quick.
Skip it. Quip. Come on.
Okay. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Stupid question.
I hate you so much.
Oh. And he disappears. And where the bloodlock was, that wall dissipates as well, opening up into a very, very large hall filled with sofas and a roaring fire. And that's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh. Not sofas.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn, and Vicky Gaskin as Juna. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all the social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Anon!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.